This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is downplaying Wednesday night's historic House vote to impeach him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details from the White House.
Asked how it feels to be just the third president impeached in the House.
It doesn't feel like impeachment.
But it did happen.
And the president has been held accountable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she and many others have a spring in their step. The president says they shouldn't.
It's a phony deal.
He spoke amid uncertainty about the next step. The Senate needs Pelosi to formally send it the impeachment articles for a trial to start, but she first wants to see how GOP Chief Mitch McConnell plans to run it. Both he and the president say Pelosi appears afraid after a shoddy impeachment process.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, seven U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are debating again Thursday, offering themselves to U.S. voters as an alternative in next year's election to President Donald Trump. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg lead the field. Cal State Long Beach political science professor Jason Whitehead said he expects Senator Warren to be more aggressive toward her rivals.
We've seen this before a little bit, her basically making the case for a more progressive, a more left-wing vision.
The one-time Democratic field of more than two dozen candidates has shrunk as several candidates have dropped out of the chase for the party's nomination. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former Minister Hassan Diab became Lebanon's new prime minister Thursday with backing from the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah and its allies. Francesca Lina of Reuters reports it comes after demonstrations against the former government.
The country has been crippled by the worst economic crisis since the 1975 to 1990 civil war and has been in dire need of a new government since the then Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri resigned at the end of October. Violent protests against the ruling elite followed. Diab, an engineer and academic, taking the helm could seriously complicate Lebanon's efforts to secure badly needed Western financial aid, because Hezbollah is under U.S. sanctions and listed as a terrorist group by Washington. The new government will face unprecedented financial issues. Banks are imposing tight capital controls, the Lebanese pound has slumped by a third from its official rate, and companies are slashing jobs and salaries.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. Three people died of injuries suffered in intensifying protests against a new citizenship law in India Thursday. As Matthew LaRotonda tells us, hundreds of people were also detained in ongoing demonstrations.
The government's refusing to budge on the controversial immigration law that sparked the unrest. In the capital, New Delhi, and some other regions, a ban on public gatherings has also been put into effect to keep the protesters from organizing. Some flights have been canceled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's law expedites the path to citizenship for immigrants of certain religions, including Christianity and Hinduism. He says it's designed to help protect those worshippers from persecution in neighboring countries like Pakistan and Afghanistan. But it doesn't include Muslims, which has critics crying foul in a country that has long cherished its diversity and secular constitution.
That's Matthew LaRotonda reporting. There's a problem with Takata airbags in some U.S. vehicles. AP's Rita Foley has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it is investigating four automakers that have a potentially deadly type of Takata airbag inflator in their vehicles. But those companies have not yet recalled the vehicles. The automakers are Audi, Toyota, Honda, and Mitsubishi. The problem is the airbag inflators can blow apart a metal canister and toss shrapnel into the faces and bodies of those in the car.
That's AP's Rita Foley reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.